Back to school list keeping you up? The thought of routine making you toss and turn? Put all that to bed with Ollie Sleep. From kids' sleep gummies all the way to extra strength sleep gummies for adults, Ollie can help everyone fall and stay asleep. Do wellness on your terms. Find Ollie at Walmart or Target near you or at OLLY.com.
Ollie!
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Believe in Pitt, post-NFL draft edition, and quite a few Panthers on the move to the NFL. Pretty fun draft for Pitt, if I do say so myself. Some really good guys got signed, and as Zay's attested to, good guys both on and off the field, so great to see them get the opportunity to play some pro ball. We'll break all of that down, and I think we have a little bit of old news to talk about concerning one particular Pitt transfer going to play for Coach Prime. We'll start the show with that, but first we have to start the show with Zay. So Zay, take it away.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome, you sports maniacs, you diehard yinzers, everyone tuning into the hottest sports podcast in the land. I really bunched that. The sports podcast. But listen, everybody, I love what's going on. I've literally just watched the draft, that was crazy. We're going to talk probably about that later. But no, my man, Deion Hayes is going to Colorado. And let me tell you, Deion is doing something so crazy over there. It's just very infectious. It's very contagious. I don't know what it is. Actually, I do know what it is, because if I was in the transfer portal, I promise you, if I got that offer, bro, I'm going to Colorado. Why wouldn't you go to Colorado? Am I right? Nick, I know you can attest. If you were playing, if you had any school to choose from right now, what college are you picking?
Colorado's probably the most fun on paper. Watch it from the outsider perspective. Only reason I wouldn't go is because what else are you going to do in Colorado? No offense to Colorado, but that's the only reason I wouldn't go there. But they'd be top three at worst.
Yeah, they definitely got to be in top three. If it's there, if I can see Travis Scott, he just had Ryan Garcia. I was just telling you, he has Ryan Garcia that just won, you know what I'm saying? That boxing fight. And now mm-hmm. he's to be around that man, bro. I want to know.
That is a funny video. Beat Devin Haney. He had the whole internet thinking he was a psychopath, and then he beats one of the best boxers in the world.
Right.
And I go on Twitter, and he's shadow boxing in the Colorado locker room.
I swear, you could see it. It's crazy. The way they have that atmosphere, man. If I was just on the team, I'd be lit just to be on the team, bro.
Mm-hmm.
it just looks so much fun. I'd be one of the players to text coach, yo, bring Zendaya just to bring a celeb, you know what I'm saying? Even anybody, honestly, bro, that's mm-hmm. that's so cool. Just to have that plug, man. Deion is a great coach, and he's doing some crazy stuff over there. So shout out to Deion going over that way, man. Proud of you, big bro, little big bro, because I'm older than you, even though you're bigger than me. But Sam was the first, so they got two Pitt players already, which is crazy, man. It just mm-hmm. is crazy, but
wow. Yeah, there's a lot of people on social media, and I get kind of where they're coming from. And, when Deion left, he said, he didn't maybe explicitly say it, but there's all the reports. I can't remember if he actually said it, but it's basically he wants to go somewhere and win, and Pitt's kind of in this rebuilding kind of stage, as we know. And I get Colorado didn't do great last year. They had that really good start, and they got all the hype going around them, and then they kind of really tapered off. And there's been some controversy even this offseason in terms of the number of recruits they're bringing in, both of Prime's sons going on IG on their stories and saying, DM me if you want to play here, which is it's a hell of a way to recruit.
And that's the crazy part about how technology has been taken over. Back in the day, you couldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You couldn't text and recruit. You just had to, go yourself. But now the technology has been it's changed so much of how athletes brand themselves, how they just go out about their life. So just to have that, you know, form of access to where I can get in touch to with Deion Sanders' son from Jersey or from different parts. Like, I find that cool now, like how technology's changing, but it's also changing how players can recruit players, how they can, you know, that's, I find that cool, man. I find that cool.
No, it's interesting. Like, people were clowning on it, but it's one of those things, like, the right guy follows them and sees it. They get a good player to, like, see that story and they reach out, you know. You know, something cool can happen there. There could be an opportunity in the future. But back to the original point that I was getting to was, you know, I understand Colorado had that rough end of the season last year. I get maybe there's question marks this year, but they have a really talented team between Travis Hunter, both the Primes guys, some of these new guys they've brought in, where, and this isn't a knock against Pitt, but even if Colorado's not that good, people are going to be talking about and watching Colorado. Whereas if Pitt's not good, again, no disrespect to Pitt, ACC is usually a pretty good conference. And, you know, if you're a bottom feeder team in the ACC, you're not going to get that publicity. And, you know, there's no guarantee Pitt's not going to be in that stage this year. They're going to beat the brakes off SMU, but there's no guarantee Pitt's going to be a world beater this year, right? So I understand maybe him allegedly wanting to play for a winner. That kind of gets skewed going to Colorado. But at the same time, man, even if they're not winning, his goal is to make it to the NFL, as is probably every college football player's. Even if they finish 5-7, 6-6, what have you, there's going to be eyes on Colorado all season long. And I think that makes up for the fact that maybe they're not the powerhouse he was kind of implying he wanted to go play for.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's, you got to do what's best for you at the end of the day, you know, you, for you and your family. So I think he was just doing what's best for him. You know, he's been at Pitt for 4 years, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's just, he made that business decision where, like, I'm going to do what's best for me and my family. At the end of the day, you know, it's love. You know, he put in his time at Pitt, and, you know, we loved him. We would have loved for him to stay for real, but, you know, at the end of the day, he's got to make a business decision, and, you know, it happened to be Deion Sanders, prime time. Shout out to them.
Coach Prime, baby.
Yeah, Coach Prime, baby.
Speaking of going to the next level, there's draft day over the weekend, baby. We got the NFL draft in the rearview mirror. I don't have to look at Mel Kiper again for about 8 months, which is always welcome. Right. Always welcome. But, I mean, you look at some of these names that got drafted, and, again, as I kind of mentioned at the beginning of this show, all really good dudes, all guys who wore their hearts on their sleeves. I'm sure we'll get into who we're most excited about, but I'm gonna jump the gun a bit and say Bub Means, hell yeah, man. Love to see him going down there to New Orleans, man.
Yeah, I literally have been telling this to everyone this whole podcast. Am I right, Nick?
You have been. Since October when we started.
I'm trying to tell you, the Bub, he's going to the Saints, the New Orleans Saints. He got picked up in the fifth round. I really wish I thought he could have been higher, but, you know, I'll take it. I'll take it. And he's just going to be an impact player, you know. I had a couple Saints fans, my friends, they hit me up. They were like, yo, is this guy any good? This guy any good? And I'm like, come on. What? Why I gotta lie to you, man? I've been saying it the whole time. Why I gotta lie to you, bro? He's the real deal. He's legit. You know, he's legit, and he's a dog, and that's what they're gonna get. So shout out to my man Buzz. I already said it from day one, what he was and what, you know, and it just showed. He got picked up. I tried to tell him, Nick. I tried to tell him.
You did. I mean, you can think whatever you want about us, but if there's one thing, Zay's not going to lie. Zay's not going to sell you damaged goods. He's going to tell you how it is. And
I'm gonna I'm going to tell you how it is, and you're going to keep swimming to P. Sherman 42 hours.
Yep. I should have seen that coming. But, yeah, I mean, Bub Means was considered to be a draft riser. Mel Kiper was really high on him, as we talked about a few times during the combine and pro days and whatnot. Yeah. So to see him go fifth round, I think he could be a real big sleeper in terms of, you know, comparing him to Puka Nacua is kind of a stretch because he had an insane year, broke records. Oh, but I mean, he could be one of those guys where he's making an impact immediately, and you're like, this guy's a fifth rounder, really?
Right. Yeah. That's what's the great thing about being drafted, like in the like middle of the draft, like middle to the end. There's no expectation, like you know, that players, like, it's not as going to be as high as the first round, like a first or a second round. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I think it's like, that's the sweet thing of it, because he can be the next Michael Thomas.
Oh, for sure.
Good.
Maybe I hope he plays a little more than Michael Thomas did towards the end here, but
no. But I'm saying his build is like Michael Thomas, and he's
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So
I'm gonna say this right now. I haven't got mad in a few weeks. I'm gonna try not to swear because I really want to for emphasis, but I won't. Don't you dare! If Bub Memes becomes like a household name, I better not be seeing you call him Slant Boy the way you called Michael Thomas Slant Boy every time I go on Twitter or Instagram. We are not going to discredit Bub Memes like that by giving him a nickname like Slant Boy.
No, we can't. We can't do that. We can't. No,
he's a phenomenal playmaker. So excited to see what he can do.
Nick, you're funny as hell, Nick.
I'm trying. Also, we got Devin Shire going to the Raiders, Goncalves going to the Colts. I think that was it for the actual draft itself. There were some invites afterwards, but I mean,
yeah.
You know, you've talked about both these guys, of course, during the end of the season and during the offseason. I mean, what are those teams getting from these two guys?
Well, I do want to mention my man's Matt Guns. I always get his last name wrong. Matt, my boy Matt. You already know where you are. My boy Matt. He went third round to the Colts, man. He's going to be with Coach Partridge, the defensive lineman coach that just went to the Colts. So that's really crazy. It's a small world, but I just want to shout out my man's Matt because, you know, he put in his work, you know, and he got injured. And, you know, he worked through it and he got drafted. I'm pretty sure he would have went higher if he was healthy, you know. But, you know, shout out to my man Matt. O-linemen need love. They need love because they're the ones that get the receivers the ball, like time enough for the, you know, shout out to Matt, man, bro. Shout out to you. But my man MJ to the Raiders. Woo, Nick, man, I honestly thought he was going to go to the Steelers, you know, in the division. Mm-hmm. So
they were talking about, they figured they would just take him in one of the last rounds there if he was still available.
Yeah,
because they obviously need help in their secondary, and he's a pretty gritty guy that played at Pitt, and it seemed like it made sense, but apparently it wasn't meant to be. But honestly, I doubt if you had to tell me to choose to live in Pittsburgh or Vegas, I don't know. Vegas might – I've lived near Pittsburgh, never in the city itself, but yeah, I don't know. And when does the Vegas novelty wear off? I don't know, but I don't know, man. Living in Vegas sounds kind of nice.
No, I'd rather pick Vegas, honestly. This is where it's warmer. You know, sun's out, guns out type of deal. And being in Pittsburgh, it just varies. It's like bipolar weather over here. It's not nice. But because, like, it's 88, like, it's 80 degrees right now, but it can snow tomorrow type deal. You know, that's what it's like living in Pittsburgh. That was a sidetrack. But definitely MJ, man, I'm happy. You know, the Raiders, I literally, my cousin is a diehard Raider fan. He has, like, tatted on his chest, like, the Raider helmet. Shout out my man's Denzel, if you're listening. You know, I hope you're listening. he texted me and he was like, yo, is this guy legit? You know, he was seventh round. Is he legit? Like, bro, as I said before, like I said now, MJ, man, he's legit. He's a dog. And I've been saying it the whole season. Nick can attest.
Again, Zay is correct. He's not lying to you.
No chance. So, yeah, no, I definitely think that MJ is going to be an impactful player from this. Like, he's going to be like a sneaky. I feel like he's going to be like a swiper, no swiping type deal. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like a boom.
Dude, I'm happy for MJ. I was a little worried where he would end up, but to see him go in the draft itself and not somehow end up undrafted, that was cool. I don't know why. I had a little feeling inside that maybe he wasn't going to get taken depending on need, but it's cool. It's cool to see him go. He's a dog, as we've described him, and he had a lot of really big highlight plays for Pitt, and so now he's going to get to show out there in Vegas, so good for him.
Yeah, nah. Did you see the video that he posted on his Instagram?
I did.
His, like his like a reaction with his family. Man, mm-hmm. that was so sick. That was so sick. I was like,
that
so,
was cool.
That's the type of thing that make you just smile, like on your phone. You're just teasing in your phone, like
yeah. Those
yeah.
The draft videos and then like military homecoming videos where they're like behind their family and they don't know those videos, man.
Oh we
need,
yeah.
We need more stuff like that on the internet.
Yeah, and like the stray dog videos where they finding randomly finding a cute ass dog, you know, just like whoa, I'm just gonna find a random dog and just take it in. Sidetracking, guys, that was just a little sidetrack.
in addition to those guys, I believe this is everybody. I might have missed someone. AJ Woods to the Commanders, Jake Crotell to the Colts, Tyler Bentley to Miami, Shane Simon, I think the Eagles and Bills invited him to camp, and then Malcolm Epps also to the Colts. So I don't know what Coach Partridge did when he got to Indianapolis, but he said, what if we took a bunch of Pitt guys with us? So that should be cool to see all of them there in Indy for the most part. And then Bentley's got to be like in Miami too. But yeah, so I think that's what, 7 or 8 guys in total, 3, 4. Yeah, I got 8 right there written down. So at least.
True. Wow. That's crazy to hear that my guys are actually like have that opportunity, you know, like just to get a chance, like get a shot, like even like shoot, I can say I made it on a team, like I got undrafted. Like that's something to be proud of, honestly. Mm-hmm. That's something to be proud of. So that gets an applause. Shout out to all those undrafted cats, man. Working their butt off to get to that point, man. Shout out to them for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be fun storylines to follow throughout the off season here. And we're almost to May already. So we're going to be talking about Pitt's season here real soon.
Yeah, this is just the off season, guys. This is just the off season. Like, man, we ain't even get into the deeper and, you know what I'm saying, nitty gritty, man. This is just the off season. And y'all are tuning in. And shout out to you. That's mad love, man. That's mad love. Only the off season.
For sure. We, exciting stuff in the mix too. Zay, you know, got that good relationship with some of these guys. Some of them will be coming on. Maybe not the guys that got drafted, but some guys still know the team quite well. Oh, he's nodding at me. I don't know if that means actually I'm going to correct you or not.
Yeah, no, we definitely will. I got to get into contact with some cats. I know it's the off season, like I said before, but you know, it's going to get active for sure, guys. For sure.
Absolutely. And then hopefully we'll get on YouTube here rather soon. I'm having some issues with StreamYard, which is where we record. But hopefully it's all getting ironed out. I'm making an ironing motion with my hands. You can't watch it yet.
A little ironing motion with the straightening things out, you know.
But hopefully in the next couple of weeks, you have to look at us. And that would be, well, maybe you'll still listen even after you get to look at us. But,
man, y'all can't even see, man. I got a new hair. I got a haircut and everything. Got a lineup, man. Y'all can't even see it, man. And Nick's looking good. He's growing out the beard.
I don't know if I'd look like I rolled out of bed. I didn't. I'm just sweaty because it's 80 and I'm a ginger. So this ain't my kind of weather. But yeah, man, a lot of fun stuff on the horizon. We're excited to be with you all off season and season long. But, Zay, any final words, recommendations, hygiene tutorials?
Listen, you beat me to it. It's getting hot outside, ladies and gentlemen. Please, I'm telling you, please put on deodorant. It's getting hot. You need deodorant, especially if you have hot breath. Ooh, get a cool little cool lifesaver. You know what I'm saying? Just put it in your mouth and you know what I'm saying? Cool your mouth down along with yourself, you know, stay cool and then brush your teeth. You know what I'm saying? You can floss, Nick. Nick will test.
Yes. Flossing's very important. Don't make the only time you floss when you go to the dentist every 6 months. Don't do that. You can get cavities between the teeth. You need to floss. That's all I got to say.
That's all.
I'm a once a weeker myself, but maybe I should work on that. We'll work on that. This is Ben Believe in Pitt. We'll see you all next week. Take care of yourselves.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.